理课堂听 class.com。
Page 30. Protecting your good name. 7 tips for preventing others from stealing your identity. Picture this. You carefully fill out an application for your very first credit card. Later,You receive notification that you've been turned down because of bad credit. The letter states that you already owe $30,000 on several cards. After some initial confusion, you realize someone has stolen your identity. Identity theft consists of stealing someone's personal information for various dishonest purposes.Last year in Shanghai, a man was arrested for stealing the identities of 47 people. Before he was caught, he made credit card charges totaling $22,195. In 2003, identity theft increased by 79% in the United States. And the crime is spreading in Asia and Europe, too.It is quickly becoming one of the world's fastest growing crimes. Thieves are becoming increasingly inventive in finding ways to steal your identity. Personal information is frequently stolen from some of the following sources. Personal and financial papers thrown away in outdoor trash cans. ID numbers, driver's licenses, and credit cards.Workplace computers. Information stored in personal cell phones, PDAs, and computers. Phishing sites. Identity thieves often apply for several credit cards in a victim's name. They then make huge purchases in a short period of time. This usually results in ruined credit for the victim.Fixing one's credit is extremely difficult. It can cost thousands of dollars and sometimes take years to accomplish. Here are some precautions you can take. Never carry birth certificates, passports, or ID cards unless required by the government. Review your credit card and bank statements monthly to make sure the charges are correct.Destroy all unwanted mail containing personal or financial information, including all credit card offers in your name. Never give out personal information over the phone unless you are calling a person or organization you know. To avoid identity theft through computer hacking, never send financial information through email.Change your computer passwords frequently. Turn off your computer when it's not in use. Get in the habit of guarding your personal information, just like you would your money. In the long run, it's just as valuable. Talk about it. Why do you think identity theft has become such a common crime?How do you protect your personal information? Give some examples. Key points. Identity theft is one of the world's fastest growing crimes. Identity thieves often use a victim's personal information to apply for credit cards and make huge purchases. Fixing your credit is extremely difficult.But you can take precautions to protect yourself from identity theft.
Notification. Tom received notification that he was accepted into the university. Initial. At the news of our son's wedding plans, our initial surprise was soon replaced by joy. Inventive. Patsy uses some new and inventive methods to teach her students. ID. Identification. All of the workers were given new ID badges. Phishing. ID thieves use phishing sites to try and steal personal information. Precaution. The city government has taken some precautions against possible flooding. Certificate. Can you get a doctor's certificate to show that you really are sick? Statement. Nancy didn't receive her monthly bank statement. Hack. Someone hacked into the company's computers and stole financial records. Password. Annie can't get into her computer because she forgot her password. In the long run. In the long run, you'll be happier living closer to your office.